Hello, Barbara, please.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs.
Yes.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm with the caterer for tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Listen, what time are you going to be in to pick that up?
I was hoping to come in around 9.
All right, we have a little problem here.
Yeah?
I'm not going to be able to get everything ready.
Until?
Well, one of our guys isn't going to come in.
So, you're telling me I'm not going to have a dinner for tomorrow?
Well, I mean, not a dinner that we do. I mean, you know, we can't fill the order all the way, is what I'm saying.
What are you giving me?
Well, go over again what you got, because I don't really have the order in front of me. They just gave me the rotten job of calling the 3 or 4 people we can't do the parties for.
Well, this is strange, because I called last Friday.
I understand. We just had a guy quit on us just yesterday. It's been a miserable holiday season for us already.
Okay. Well, I ordered the family dinner.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
So you're telling me I don't have a dinner for tomorrow?
Well, how important is it that you have actual turkey?
Yeah, it's important that we have turkey.
Isn't there any way we could do it with, tuna fish or something? I think people would understand.
This is a joke, right?
No, I wish this was a joke. I wish I didn't have to do this, but this is my job.
This is a joke.
No, this is not a joke.
So you're telling me I ordered a family dinner on the 17th of November, and now is calling me saying I don't have a dinner.
Well, fill in most orders. All orders placed through the 15th or 16th are being filled.
Your advertisement said so long as the order was placed before the 19th. I placed mine. I actually called on Thursday evening. They had me call back on Friday. Now you're telling me I don't have a dinner.
Well, maybe we could do something else. Do you have to have turkey?
Yeah, we have to have turkey.
You know, a lot of families these days are moving away from the whole turkey thing. Barbara, what about some nice tuna fish finger sandwiches or something like that?
I'm going to have people come to my house from North Jersey on Thanksgiving Day, and I'm going to give them tuna fish finger sandwiches.
You make it sound cheap.
I can't believe it.
Barbara, I can't believe you understand it. We had someone quit. There's nothing we can do about it.
I can't believe this. I can't even imagine this, and that you're asking me to substitute, not even something cold, but I mean something, another hot meal, but tuna fish sandwiches.
If it's a hot meal, we can maybe put them on toast.
I can't believe that your boss would have you call me and offer me tuna fish sandwiches. Is there a manager there that I can talk to?
Well, I'm kind of the manager.
You're kind of the manager?
Well, I am for these phone calls.
Who am I speaking with, by the way?
Jack.
Jack.
Listen, let me ask you a question. If you had a poultry, would that be better?
Jack, listen to me. Listen to me. We have people coming. Your reputation's on the line. You accepted the order. I expect you to produce, okay? Because you...
I'm sorry, is this Mr.?
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry, Mr. I didn't mean to get you upset. Mrs. was being so impossible about the whole thing.
She ordered, hello?
Yes, sir.
Whatever she ordered last week is what we want to pick up tomorrow.
Listen, I can do nice tuna fish or even peanut butter and jelly on a little toaster.
Peanut butter and jelly, you are joking.
Hey, Mr., let me ask you a question. You ever hear of the Stress Factory Comedy Club?
The
Stress Factory Comedy Club.
No.
Well, yeah, maybe we can send you some free tickets for that joint.
It's possible. Who is this, by the way?
Jack.
I'm Jack. You don't work for my...
I'm sorry?
You don't work for my...
Who's that?
You.
Is that the caterer?
No. Do you know who this is?
Is that the caterer you hired?
Yeah.
No, I don't work for them. I work for the Stress Factory Comedy Club. We have this neat little speakerphone.
Uh-huh.
And we can call people in front of a whole room full of people and bust their chops. Are you there, sir?
Sure, I'm there.
You have a son here. What's your name, sir? Rob is here with us. He gave us your number. He's nice enough to do that. Is your wife there, sir?
Hello.
Hey, Mrs. Young, how you doing?
I'm fine, but who the heck is this?
How about some peanut butter and jelly on Ritz crackers? That's a great buffet.
I think not.
Hey, listen, I'm sure your catering is going to go fine. The whole audience can hear you now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you enjoy that phone call?
No, I didn't. You even had my mother shook up. Who is this?
No, this is the Comedy Club call, and you're on speakerphone.
I don't think so.
You definitely are. Your son is here with us, Rob, right?
Right.
Hey, let me ask you, that potty song, is that any good?
What?
I'm just kidding today. He's giving it away. Listen to me, are you having a big thing there tomorrow?
Not real big.
Would you be pissed off if the catering went wrong?
Pardon me?
Would you be all pissed off if the catering went bad?
Sure would be.
I hope it goes right. It'd almost be like we cursed you if it went wrong now.
That's right.
Listen, man, you were very, very nice. We're going to send you 2 free tickets for a show. Would you join us sometime?
Sure, but this is a joke too, right?
No, no. We'll send you tickets. You were very nice.
Okay.
Would you like to tell Rob goodnight?
Yes, I would.
Would you like to curse at him or something?
No, I don't do that.
You can say something sweet. I'll take you off speakerphone right now. He said everyone. He's really nice. So you won't be on speakerphone. You want to say something real sweet. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, well, he can't hear you. I mean, he can't speak.
Why can't he hear me?
No, he can just hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, he can hear me.
That's okay. Correct.
I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Oh. Oh, the whole audience wants to puke on him now. Listen to me, you were very, very nice. We'll send you 2 free tickets, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
All right, goodbye now.
Bye.